Well, a beautiful setting for a race club is the Hawker Race Club in the Flinders Ranges. The contrast of the dry dust and the outback is certainly there for all to see. And joining us is a very happy president because they haven't raced in 2 years. Paul Smulders takes our call. How are you, Paul?
Yeah, very good, mate. Thank you very much.
Been a while since you had a race meeting at Hawker.
Yes, it has been. Yes, it's very much so. Hopefully it's going to be a huge weekend because we'll get lots of people here and, horses will be looking for a race, I would hope.
So tell people exactly where you are. You're about 400 k's or so from Adelaide. Just tell us a bit about the location of Hawker.
Mate, we're sort of nestled in the Flinders Ranges, like near Wilpena Pound. It's a lovely part of the world. We're sort of lacking in a bit of moisture from above at the moment, but, you know, as you do, you can't change that. So that's life, isn't it?
And it's a long, long way from COVID, but, of course, this year, last year, your meeting was cancelled due to precautions everywhere in the country, pretty much.
Yeah, that's correct. Like, there wasn't too many races happening when we were, and you know, you just sort of can't afford to cause any dramas these days, can we? Like, so, yeah, we sort of had to sort of buy by what we needed to do.
So, in preparation, what's the anticipation in terms of horse numbers, bookings, just people? Are they ready to pick up where they were 2 years ago? Is that the indication you feel?
It's hard, always hard to tell. We sort of haven't seen any fields or anything yet. I imagine that won't happen till early next week. But, hopefully that we get good numbers. We'll get good sort of people numbers, I think. And horses will always be looking to do something, I would have thought. Like, they'll be looking for somewhere to race them.
And what about the track itself? It's pretty much a dirt track full stop, is it not?
That's correct, yes. So we have to manually water it. So at the moment we've got water trucks busily going around to wet it down, and then we'll rip it up, and sort of because of this day and age with Oc Health and Safety, we have to have things fairly soft. So, we'll get it all ready by next Saturday.
And in terms of... Is it had to be maintained to a point for the last year or two, or I gather you just can't let it go, or do you just, when you know you're going to race a month or two out, is that when you start to remove the rocks and stuff that's flowing
yeah,
in
mate.
And Mother Nature, or do you have to keep maintaining it to a certain point?
No, we don't really. Like, we put gypsum on it every year just to try and keep the soil up, and sometimes we crop it so that, you know, like, sort of gets dug up and, you know, the wheat grows in it, but it's been too dry to do that, so we've just had to mow it and do all that sort of stuff, and we'll rip it up now, and the moisture's in it, and we should be fine.
It's a very red dirt you race on. It's a very red colour, isn't it? Very strong colour.
Yes, that's right. It is a strong colour. Yes, you're correct.
Any reason for that, or you're not a geographical expert in terms of rocks and stone, or is there any reason why it's a dramatic colour like that, or...?
No, it's just the colour of the country here. You know, like, that's the colour of the dirt when there's no grass in it. So, yeah, it's a clay, sort of sandy, silty type sort of dirt.
Do those competing in the fashions in the field make sure they stay away from the running rail for the first few races before they're judged? Or because I could imagine it, if the wind is in the wrong direction... A lot of dust would fly up in some of the photos. I'm looking at the Facebook here of Hawker race meetings over years gone past.
Now we have a fair bit of moisture in the ground, so we sort of don't get that, no. So obviously the way things are, like, we have to, the ground has to be soft. So, you know, we have lots of moisture in it. So, we don't get as much dust as what we would have probably 10 years ago.
And why do people live in Hawker? What do you do in Hawker, and what's the main reason for the local community being there in that township?
Mainly it's grazing. Like, so it's all grazing country, sheep and some cattle. And tourism's a big, a huge thing in the area, like, because Wilpena Pound Resort, you've got Rawnsley Park. It's very popular.
It is. It looks a great spot. It's a typical Australian setting with the red dirt and the clay and the racetrack, and people there looks to be in their hundreds to maybe a few thousand there gathered. Let's hope that you've got a good turnout for your meeting. Great to know you're racing. And some of those other race clubs out your way. I think, Corn and so on. Are they still racing as well? Have they been given the go-ahead or...?
As far as I'm aware, yes, they race a bit later than us. But
right.
Yes, everything's firing up, I think.
Well, fantastic to know you got your meeting back and 2 years since you had a race meeting, so it'll be great celebrations. Good luck with your race meeting and thanks for having a chat to us, Paul. All the best.
No worries, mate. Thank you very much for giving us a call.
Paul Smolders, Hawker, 400 k's north of Adelaide. Their dirt track, striking red clay. Haven't raced in 2 years, ready to race again. Good luck to them at Hawker.